I am page to an emperor who reigns 10,000 years, and through his labyrinth and palace rooms, through courts and colonnades and balconies, wherein immensity itself is mazed, I seek the golden gorget he hath lost, on which the names of his conniving stars are writ in little sapphires, and I roam for centuries and hear the brazen clocks innumerably clang with such a sound as brazen hammers make by devils dinned on tombs of all the dead. And nevermore I find the gorget, but at length I find a sealed room whose nameless prisoner moans with a nameless torture and would turn to hell's red rack as to a lilied couch from that whereon they stretched him. And I find, prostrate upon a lotus-painted flower, the loveliest of all beloved slaves my emperor hath, and from her pulseless side a serpent rises, whiter than the root of some venefic bloom, in darkness grown, and gazes up with green lit eyes that seem like drops of cold, congealing poison. Hark! What word was whispered in a tongue unknown, in crypts of some impenetrable world? Whose is the dark, dethroning secrecy I cannot share, though I am king of suns, and king therewith of strong eternity, whose gnomons, with their swords of shadow, guard my gates and slay the intruder? Silence loads the wind of ether, and the worlds are still to hear the word that flees me. All my dreams fall like a rack of fuming vapors raised to semblance by a necromant, and leave spirit and sense unthinkably alone above a universe of shrouded stars and suns that wander, cowled with sullen gloom, like witches to a Sabbath. Fear is born in crypts below the nadir, and hath crawled, reaching the floor of space, and waits for wings to lift it upward, like a hellish worm, fain for the flesh of seraphs. Eyes that gleam, but are not eyes of suns or galaxies, gather and throng to the base of darkness, flame behind some black, abysmal curtain burns, implacable, and fanned to whitest wrath by raised wings that flail the whiffled gloom, and make a brief and broken wind that moans as one who rides a throbbing rack. There is a thing that crouches, worlds and years remote, whose horns a demon sharpens, rasping forth a note to shatter the dungeon keeps of time and crack the sphere of crystal. All is dark for ages, and my tolling heart suspends its clamor as within the clutch of death, tightening with tense, hermetic rigors. then, in one enormous million flashing flame, the stars unveil, the suns remove their cowls, and beam to their responding planets. Time is mine once more, and armies of its dreams rally to that insuperable throne, firmed on the central zenith.